train lines down there so that if you get the car train, mm-hmm. you can get to another part of the state.
Okay.
Without driving.
Yeah, all right. That helps because then you, cause you can take your car on the auto train. But
right, that's what I'm talking about, the auto train. Yeah.
But mm-hmm. It's expensive and it's a headache. You know?
Yeah, so eventually they probably want to get something from Orlando down to Miami.
Nice, okay.
But I just don't know how they would get it across. I think the Everglades would be an issue.
Well, go on Alligator Alley there. It's a
right, exactly.
been there, done that, and going, oh, my God, I hope my car stays. If you get stuck on Alligator Alley, man, I don't know what
well,
you do.
Yeah, but you get one of them on the rain train track, you could do
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
That's what I sense most of our members would like to vote on now, and we'll be doing that in the near future.
Straight up repeal is going to come to a vote. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell headed in that direction despite some Republicans who say they will vote against it.
This has been a very, very challenging experience for all of us. It's pretty obvious that we don't have 50 members who can agree on a replacement.
President Trump's Voter Fraud Commission is having a meeting today. The Presidential Advisory Commission on Election Integrity is looking into allegations of voter fraud in the last presidential election. The commission hit a stumbling block last month when it asked states to turn over voter information. Some states refused to turn over the publicly available information, and the commission was sued by watchdog groups who say they're concerned about voter suppression if they look into voter fraud. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention all men. Did you know that bladder control problems are very common? If you or a loved one is suffering from male incontinence, please listen to this important message from Men's Liberty. Because bladder control problems do not need to keep you from living an active life any longer. Best of all, costs can be covered by Medicare or private insurance. Call 888-827-7549 to receive a free week's supply with your order.
Using Men's Liberty, we can go places and I don't feel a sense of anxiety.
Men's Liberty has made both mine and my husband's life easier.
As a urological surgeon, I highly recommend Men's Liberty. It's simply the best option available, and I've seen how it changes lives.
Men's Liberty is covered by Medicare and most major health insurance plans. Say goodbye to painful catheters, expensive diapers, and embarrassing accidents, odors, or infections. Call 888-827-7549 to receive a free week's supply with your order. Call 888-827-7549. That's 888-827-7549. 888-827-7549.
The situation in Minneapolis concerning an Australian woman shot and killed by a police officer getting more and more serious by the minute. Chris Barnes has details.
Australia's Prime Minister demanding answers to the killing of an Australian woman in Minneapolis by a police officer Saturday.
It is a shocking killing, and yes, we are demanding answers on behalf of her family.
The mayor of Minneapolis says there are a lot of unanswered questions, but it appears it was an accidental shooting. Police officials saying one of the officers on the scene reported being startled by a loud noise as the woman approached their squad car. In fact, the victim, Justine Damond, had called the police herself when she heard some suspicious activity in a nearby alley. I'm Chris Barnes.
People in several Northern California communities evacuating due to a wildfire. The Detweiler fire has burned over 25,000 acres of land so far. It's destroyed a half dozen structures and is threatening thousands more. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
The Trump administration announced actions taken against Iran for their support of terrorism around the world. Here's details on those actions.
The Treasury Department is targeting more than a dozen individuals and entities for supporting, quote, illicit Iranian actors or transnational criminal activity. Those being targeted have alleged ties to Iran's military and the Revolutionary Guard Corps. A statement from the State Department says Iran continues to promote regional instability in the Middle East. The move comes after the Trump administration said Iran is complying with the agreement aimed at curbing its nuclear program. The administration believes Iran is meeting the terms of the 2015 deal, but officials claim the country is undermining the intent and spirit of it.
an assassinated police officer in New York getting saluted by the New York Mets tonight, and the family throwing out the first pitch. Scott Pringle has more.
The three children of NYPD officer Biasotto's Familia will be throwing out the first pitch. Familia shot and killed while on patrol earlier this month and leaves behind a 20-year-old daughter and 12-year-old twins. Now, before the game, there will be a fundraiser benefiting Familia's family and other family members who lost loved ones in the line of duty. The New York Police and Fire Widows and Children's Benefit Fund holding a pregame reception in the Bullpen Plaza. Some former and current Mets will be on hand. Scott Pringle, New York.
Apparently, dragging screaming passengers off your flight doesn't hurt the bottom line. Profits are sky high at United Airlines. A financial report released Tuesday said ticket sales at United went up despite all the negative publicity. USA Radio News.
And good afternoon, folks. Welcome to a new edition of Modern Design. As you can tell, there's some changes happening in Modern Design. We have some wonderful new theme music, and that song is called Mighty Love, which is kind of fueling Modern Design and some of the projects that I'm on. And that's by the Spinners, kind of probably before the time of my interns here, but a cool song. And we have a new promo that Connor and Jesse worked on. Good morning, guys. Or good afternoon, guys. Oh, my God, when am I not going to say that? Good afternoon, guys.
Good afternoon.
Okay, so our topic today happens to be something kind of interesting, and that is accessories. But I want to start by going ahead and doing it this afternoon's very hot weather. So I'll defer to you guys to read the weather.
All right, so on Wednesday, looks like we have a high of 92 and a low of 69. Tomorrow, Thursday, is a high of 93, a low of 70, partly cloudy. On Friday, partly cloudy again, high of 90, low of 66. We're getting up there, Rich. Mm-hmm. On Saturday, chance of thunderstorms with a high of 89 and a low of 69. It's about 60% chance. And on Sunday, we have another chance of thunderstorms, 60%, high of 88 and a low of 69.
Well, it sounds like we're going to have some hot weather, and it sounds like towards the weekend, just storms. Doesn't sound like it's going to be a terrific weekend.
Not at all.
It's a good time to go shopping for decorative things. All right, we're going to take a commercial message, and we'll be back with more of Modern Design after these commercial messages.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program, no drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. I'm an interior designer and a home stager and contractor for the past 20 years. I have some good news to report. Over the weekend, we moved into our new studio. It's not a new studio. We moved to our new studio. We moved to our new design studio, I should say. My new location for the South version of Maven Hill Designs is 176 Route 20231 South, and that's in Ringo's, New Jersey, just a little bit outside of Flemington on 202206. I'm in with Flemington Fan and Lighting, very big showroom, lots of furniture, lots of lamps, lots of accessories. It's in a great new strip mall that has a terrific, terrific Italian restaurant at the end that just opened up, so check it out, get a slice. I had a piece of grilled chicken. I'm proud of myself. No carbs today. It was delicious. So check out our new location. It's called Hunterdon Commons, and that's 176 Route 202206 in Ringo's, New Jersey. So our topic today happens to be, again, very topical because I'm loading accessories in my store all weekend and thinking about things that make things look modern. So one of the ways that you can make your house look more modern without reinventing the wheel and buying new furniture is accessories. Now, what I've come to realize is that design has been changing a little bit, and colors are becoming much more neutral. But as colors become much more neutral, both in the paint and in the furniture, it's very important that the accessories are very colorful. Otherwise, you're going to have a very dull room. I'm working today with a lady this morning in West Orange, New Jersey, and we're looking to do her front foyer floor and kitchen. We picked a wonderful gray tile, and she called me this morning thinking, oh, well, am I going to have too much gray in my house? The answer to that, I said to her, is no, because you're going to be grounded by a beautiful sort of brown-gray neutral on the floor, and then we're going to put pops of wonderful blues in with that gray and make it look modern and bring lots of color to the table with the blues and the colors that we want to do it. And that's how they're doing decorating today. We're not having so much bright, bright colors. The only saturated color that you're really seeing out there is blues, all shades of blue, navy blue, mid-tone slate blue, light blues, pale light blues, sky blues. But for the most part, most of the colors are neutral grays, some tans and grayses with lots of crisp white trim. So you have to bring some saturated color to make that look good. And it's the accessories these days that are becoming more and more important in a home because they stand out. So one of the things I want to start with is something that I have a lot of in both my store in Maplewood and my new store in Ringo's. Boy, that's going to be hard to say. And that store, and that is adding pieces of colored glass to your decor. Colored glass is great because it brings a lot of saturated color, and also when the light hits it, it reflects the color. Now, when you're working with grays and grayish tones, you want to make sure you do something that's very bright or kind of sparkly because it balances the neutralness or the coolness of the color. So one of my favorite color combination is gray and citrus green. I really love, like, Jesse, I'm looking at your timer there, the color of the numbers, that sort of like neon-y citrus green and gray. That's a great pop of color. Love that a lot. I have wonderful lanterns in the front of my store that are sort of this really kind of guacamole green with the gray and the white candles and river rocks, and that's a great combination for colored glass. Another very popular combination for colored glass is doing orange. Orange is a great pop of color. I'm seeing orange used more and more these days. A lot of houses, if I paint the outside of the house gray, I'll paint the front door a shade of orange, and it kind of offsets it by being very bright against the simplicity and the flatness of the gray. So colored glass and orange in my store in Ringo's, they have these wonderful candle holders. The outside looks like it's sort of a burled wood, but then there's an inset, which is orange glass, and it really looks nice. It's reflective and works well in a very neutral environment. Probably the most popular I have of the glasses is the traditional cobalt blue glass. And up in my Maplewood store, I have a whole collection done, plates, dishes, wonderful vases, and accessory pieces all done in that really striking cobalt blue glass. And that's where you're getting your pop of color. And glass is probably one of the most reflective surfaces you can do. Mirrors are fine because they reflect things, but when you have colored glass, you really have the addition of it being reflective and bringing some color to the table. The second thing I want to talk about, which is becoming more and more popular, is that Murano glass, the art glass that I've been talking about, that's been around for a very long time. I do see a resurgence with a more contemporary decor and lots of Murano glass. In fact, in the store in Ringo's, when you first come in, there's a really interesting-looking piece of Murano glass from Italy. It's a small light fixture, perhaps for a foyer, done in a variety of colors of glasses. If any of you have ever taken any of the cruise ships, especially the ones that were built in Italy, they use a lot of Murano glass or wonderful colored glass. Last year, I was had the pleasure of being on one of the new NCL ships, and they have a beautiful, huge piece of colored glass, a Murano glass sculpture at the entrance when you first come in. All right, looks like we're going to our first set of commercial messages, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design here on WHCR-DB.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use,
Let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. I am live in studio on this sort of hot and sticky day. I think we have some air conditioning going here in studio. When we first came into our new studios, it is a historic building, and they had the they put a window air conditioner just to supplement. But I think we're pretty good today, guys, no?
No, we're pretty definitely good. Yeah.
Been wearing shorts lately to work, which is probably not professional, but it's brutal out there, guys. Mm-hmm. So anyway, so they say Jesse is telling us that this is going to be a lousy weekend weather-wise. So, you know, next week, if it's a good weekend, you're going to get flack for that. But because you told us it's going to have thunder showers on the weekend, this is a good weekend to go shopping. I tell you guys, this is actually, I hate to say the worst words I could think of, which is back to school.
Yes,
but this
it is.
This is actually a good time if you are living off campus or whatever, to buy stuff for back to school right now, because I never saw prices so low on stuff. Have either of you been in the stores recently?
Do you mean low as in like supplies or like?
No, low
like,
as in like prices. So much stuff is on sale. I've never seen things on better sale than right now. Have you guys been in? It sounds like you haven't been in the stores.
Not this year, no.
No.
Obviously, never
right
mind.
So right now, it's very, it's a very good time if you need anything to go shopping. If we're going to have some lousy weather days, now's the day to get things. And if you're looking to update your home for the upcoming season for the fall, one of the best ways to do it for the least amount of money is adding new accessories. In both my stores in Maplewood, and the Maplewood store, again, is at 191B Maplewood Avenue, Maplewood, New Jersey. I'm right next to the Maplewood Post Office, or the new store in Ringo's off Route 31, 20231. I carry a lot of accessories, even things that are very small, like candles or some succulent plants or something like that. They can really make a space that's a little dated look new by putting a modern spin on something. So you don't have to spend. You can go out and spend $15 or $20 and really make a quick impact on doing it. So we started talking about a countdown list of things that you can change, accessories that are going to add a lot of color into a neutral space and make it look more modern. And these days, it's the accessories that are carrying the look of a home. We talked about colored glass and the different popular colors of glass. Probably the colors that I use the most are the citrus green, the orange, and the cobalt blue. I do have some red glass. People aren't as into red these days, but red and gray have a nice color combination. I do see red being used a lot outside in red umbrellas and cushions and things of that nature, mixed with some geometric and some whites, but particularly the colors for inside, citrus green, the cobalt blue, and the orange, most popular. Then we talked a little bit about Murano glass, that beautiful art glass in different colors that you see from Italy, and then sort of offshoots for that are less expensive versions that are made now for the general commercial market to bring some colors in. The third thing I want to talk about with accessories that's probably more popular than ever is really good-looking pillows. Pillows can take a couch that's ready for, like, the scrapyard and reinvent it. I was doing a lady's house in South Orange. She had a couch that was sort of like a dark green brown, and there was nothing wrong with it. It just was so dark in a dark room, she was going to actually get rid of it. And I said, you know what? I have a couple of really cool pillows that are aviary or bird themed that are very modern, and birds are one of the things that are very aviary that's very popular right now. And they're white. Their background is white, and they had very brilliant colors on them. We throw two pillows that were $60 each. They weren't inexpensive pillows, but they were handmade. They saved her buying a new sofa. Just by putting a white pillow with a silkscreen pattern on a green, dark green-brown couch, it made it bright. So pillows are a great way if the chair or the couch is not really damaged to extend the life of it. Geometric is probably the most popular design. You guys see geometric all the time now. But lots of different silkscreen patterns. Birds are very popular. Anything related to nature, things that represent wood or nature or branches are particularly popular. Also, another way to hang on to or update a sofa or a chair is throws. Colorful throws in shades of oranges and yellows. Yellow fabric with dark gray seems to be very popular. I'm seeing it in all my fall magazines is that combination. But bright throws of many different colors, whether it be wool or some sort of a synthetic material, bring a pop into a room and can bring some color into a space. The next thing I wanted to talk about is picture frames. And I think when I talk about picture frames, I'm seeing a big difference. Now, you guys, when you take pictures, what do you usually use to take a picture?
Well, typically our cell phones.
Right. Cell phones. Yeah. So I don't even have a camera. I had a digital camera. I haven't used it in 5 years. So I find that I take a lot of pictures if I'm out something, because my phone is always with me and so is yours. I take a lot of pictures, but I never get them developed anymore because they're on my phone. What about you guys?
I still like getting pictures developed.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
I would never. So do you take pictures on your cell phone, transfer them to your computer, and then download them somewhere? How do you develop the pictures? What do you do?
Actually, something that my girlfriend found was she found a website where you can send them the pictures that you've taken on your phone and you have downloaded on your computer, and you send them off, and they'll print them as if they were a Polaroid picture.
Now, where do they process themselves and then mail them to you?
Yes.
Or do they go to a third party?
They process them themselves and then mail them to you.
And they mail them to you. Isn't that great? Are they expensive?
Not that expensive, really.
And it looks like an old-fashioned Polaroid.
It does. I have them hanging not anymore, but I had them hanging in my dorm room.
Wonderful. And you hang them on the wall.
Yes.
What about you, Jesse? Do you take a lot of pictures?
On my cell phone?
You know, guys, when you shake your head, it's not television yet.
Yeah, it's just an instinct.
I did it this morning on my interview guy.
I stick to my phone, I was never a huge picture guy. I hate getting my picture taken. So whatever makes it easy and quick, just do it.
Well, I tell you, here's what I'm noticing as a trend with decorating. One of my best sellers, because I have a company that has beautiful small picture frames for 5x7 pictures, people used to, as I always did, go take wonderful pictures. I had a great party this weekend. My friend had a big birthday at Basking Ridge Country Club. I go with my regular camera, take pictures, go to wherever, Walgreens, have the pictures develop, have all these pictures, and I'd go out and I'd buy beautiful picture frames. I'd put them on my piano. I'd put them all over the house and so on. But I think with the invention of the iPhone that has such a good camera on it, people aren't, for the most part, getting their pictures developed. So what I see happening is that small picture frames, like the 5x7 and the 8x10 picture frames, are sitting in the stores. They're cheaper than they ever were. And even in my own stores, my beautiful frames that have interesting designs to them, some of them are like birchkin, some of them are inlaid wood and so on, people don't seem to be buying them anymore. So we're seeing that sort of go away. But what I see more is that people are taking pictures of themselves, blowing them up, often doing them in black and white, and creating gallery walls and putting those pictures on the wall now. And gallery walls are becoming more and more popular. In fact, people are asking me to take the pictures that they've done and creating a look on the wall. That is coming up with a grid in interesting shapes with their big frames, their big picture frames, and hanging them on the wall. It's sort of a new look. Now, it doesn't have to be family pictures. It could be beautiful things. Maybe you go to a park one day and you take pictures of nature and rocks and trees and beautiful images. They're getting those developed, and they're becoming the art. And more I'm seeing that as a trend, specifically with nature themes, and doing them in transitional spaces like a gallery wall when you're going up your stairs to bed, having that done. Maybe the frames are all black but different sizes. Maybe some of them have a little bit of an inlay to them, but be creating an art look using the accessories of big frames on the wall. What do you guys think about that look?
I think it looks great.
I think it's sharp, right?
Mm-hmm. It looks really good.
It's a statement.
Like some, almost like an accent. It's almost like an accent wall.
Exactly.
But with more, it's more personalized.
And I'm seeing less metallic frames and more black painted frames or white painted frames than mm-hmm. I ever have before. It just looks cleaner, I think. Mm-hmm. And a design is cleaner. And preparing for today's show yesterday, I went to the store that you guys may have been into or seen. It's called West Elm.
Yes.
West Elm is a great and sort of more, I think, kind of youthful brand mm-hmm. in the Williams-Sonoma chain. I don't know if you know that it's part of Williams-Sonoma.
No, I didn't.
So the brand of the sort of less expensive brand is the West Elm, the simpler brand. Then you have Pottery Barn. Then you have Williams-Sonoma and Williams-Sonoma Home, which are the more expensive brands. But they're all the same company. And the West Elm brand does a very good job. In a way, it's a little bit like IKEA because it's a less expensive brand. But I think they do a better job in terms of quality and look to have sort of modern accessories that aren't too expensive. I noticed there was a lot of things that were in the $20, $25 range that you could buy there. Some great pillows, some wonderful vases, some glass pieces, some metal, some sculpture. Very inexpensive and a great way if you're just getting started to have some modern accessories in your home. So something to think about with that. Next thing I want to talk about is the trend of wood. Wood is more popular than ever, and the look of wood on things, is, especially weathered wood, is very, very popular. I have a company who's been in modern design before, the Johnson Brothers, that have lines of wood that are meant specifically to be a wall treatment. So if you have a house that doesn't have any visual interest, or maybe you do, you have a fireplace wall, what they sell is wood that goes on the walls. Maybe it's gray, maybe it's weathered, and it creates some visual interest in a space. So I'm seeing that. You know where weathered wood looks nice? In a master bedroom, if you have like an upholstered headboard, have the wall behind it, just that wall be done clad in wood, which could be very nice. Also, the look of shiplap, that type of look of wood, is becoming popular again, and just adding wood to the walls. Here's something that I saw yesterday and I'm going to do. Do you guys know what a live edge table is?
No.
See, I thought Connor, you would know. Do you know what a live edge table
is? No clue.
Very popular right now is that when you cut a tree, often all the things of nature are cut off. A live edge is it as it actually is, with the bark and the natural edge and so on. And I did a table for somebody in their kitchen, and it is actually the tree. The top of the table has all the rough lined edges and the bark and everything of a tree. That's what's called a live edge. And when I was in West Elm in Summit yesterday, they had a lot. They were featuring live edge tables. Really cool looking, very nature inspired. I think we're going to go to our news break, and we'll be back with much more with Modern Design after the news.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
A horrible tragedy, and I placed a call to Mr. Damon, as well as to the Australian consulate in Chicago.
The governor of Minnesota addressing the growing controversy over an officer-involved shooting that left an Australian woman dead in Minneapolis. Governor Mark Dayton called Justine DeMond's death a tragedy. Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull is sounding off, wanting to know why the woman was shot, and asking a question that many others are asking.
How can a woman out in the street in her pajamas seeking assistance from the police be shot like that?
The government's new Advisory Commission on Election Integrity was meeting at the White House today. President Trump made an unannounced visit to the first meeting to kick things off. He said that any acts of voter fraud must be stopped. Democrats claim there's no evidence of substantial voter fraud. USA Radio News.
After a rough day on the range, a feller can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink.
Weeds love your garden. They hide in your flowers knowing you can't touch them. Now you can with Roundup Weed and Grass Killer with SureShot Wand from the Home Depot. A special buy at just $19.97. The protective shield means pinpoint accuracy so you can target weeds without harming surrounding plants. With Roundup in hand, weeds are in trouble. Roundup Weed and Grass Killer with SureShot Wand, just $19.97. Now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through August 2nd while supplies last, U.S. only.
President Trump is attacking left-wing media for trying to create a fake story involving a secret meeting between himself and Vladimir Putin.
Trump took to Twitter to say, quote, fake news story of secret dinner with Putin is sick. The White House confirmed the meeting took place during a dinner of world leaders towards the end of the summit earlier this month in Hamburg, Germany. Trump didn't dispute the meeting, but said all of the G20 leaders and their spouses were invited to the dinner, and the press knew about it. He said the report is evidence that the fake news is becoming more and more dishonest. Trump and Putin sat down for over 2 hours in their first face-to-face meeting. During that meeting, President Trump pressed Putin about Russia's meddling in the U.S. election, which Putin denied.
Airline travelers entering the U.S. from Mexico can expect longer security checks if you're bringing in a laptop. In fact, Mexican officials say airlines in Mexico will now subject passengers on direct U.S.-bound flights to extra security measures for any portable electronic device that's larger than a cell phone. Mexican aviation authorities say the request came from Homeland Security. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for VRA. In 2003, Kip Herridge founded VRA, his global investment newsletter. His VRA is unlike anything you've ever seen. He's outperformed Wall Street every year since 2003. Today, in honor of the national rollout of my radio show, Kip wants to give every listener his new book for free. It's called Crash Proof Prosperity, Becoming Wealthy in the Age of Trump. To beat the markets and become wealthy in the age of Trump, get your free copy at VRAinsider.com. It's 100% free at VRAinsider.com. That's VRAinsider.com.
The FBI is now issuing warnings about certain types of toys. Here's Chris Barnes.
Some high-tech experts had issued similar warnings in the past, but now the FBI is. So-called smart toys can contain sensors, microphones, cameras, data storage, even GPS and speech recognition technology that could disclose a child's personal information. The FBI is warning in some cases, toys with microphones can collect conversations and potentially share information like a child's name, school, activities, and other location info. I'm Chris Barnes.
The vice chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff being renominated for another two-year term. Here's John Clements.
Air Force General Paul Selva has been nominated to serve another 2 years as vice chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. He said the recent test of an intercontinental ballistic missile shows North Korea has the technology to reach the U.S. General Selva said service members understand the challenges ahead.
During my 2 years as the vice chairman, I've had the opportunity to visit service members and their families around the globe, and I'm continually impressed by their dedication, their selfless service, and their exceptional talents.
I'm John Clemens.
Geeks around the world are making the pilgrimage to San Diego. The biggest sci-fi entertainment convention in the world is kicking off, San Diego Comic-Con. The event officially opens tomorrow after a VIP ceremony tonight. Officials say 150,000 people will be flooding downtown San Diego. USA Radio News.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. I'm live in studio with Connor and Jesse, and we're talking about all things for accessories of your home. And we were talking about something when we were on our news break today, and that is kitchen sets and how important kitchen sets are today. You know, not everybody actually even has a formal dining room. So for most people, their kitchen set is what they eat off every day. And certainly a good way to start, as Jesse was saying, a good way to start if you're having your first home is to have a really good kitchen set, because that's where you're going to get the most use and probably spend your most time. A lot of people also use their kitchen set to write their bills. They use it for playing cards and other things, and they're at it for a long time. So when you think of like a kitchen set, what would you think of something like if you were having your first place, what would you want it to look like?
Okay, that's tough, because part of me says like you want to have china. You have to have china if you're going to have a kitchen set.
Uh-huh.
But it's... that's a little more, bit more fancy, mm-hmm. in my opinion. Like, it's not something that you're going to break out for all occasions.
What about some very simple, like maybe just white plain stoneware dishes and not china, something mm-hmm. kind of casual?
That would probably be better.
Sure, mm-hmm. definitely.
I was always a fan of that. I was always a fan of the white, just the white simple plates and everything.
If
like
you
that.
Guys could pick between square plates or round plates, which would you pick?
Square plates, honestly. I've like used round plates my entire life, but uh-huh. I feel like whenever I go to a restaurant, I'll get a square plate, and I feel like it's a little, I don't know. There's just something about it. It just feels cleaner, in my opinion.
You square can't plates. Put pizza on a square plate.
Yes, you can.
Now, to tell you the truth, square plates look really nice and they're really sharp, especially mm-hmm. in your restaurant. But I think for home use, for me, I think I might feel weird with a square plate, actually. So I'm not sure how I feel about that. I do definitely like think they look better and they look more stylish and more formal. For me personally, I probably am I'm an old school boy. I think I probably like a round mm-hmm. plate. I do like clean white dishes, and a lot of chefs tell me that they only want their food served on white. Can you guess why?
Really brings out the color of the food on
Correct.
The presentation.
Because they want the food to be the star. You know, in the 80s and 90s, they were serving in the more formal restaurants on beautiful china, and they stopped because the chef said, people are noticing the plate, not my food, and they changed it. And with the new, more simple times, you want to have a crisp white plate in square or round. I want to see now I want to see a picture of a – you guys are going to have to find that. I'm going to put it on social media. I want to see a round piece of pizza on a square plate. That's your job for next week.
I work at a restaurant. I can send you a picture, actually.
Is it an Italian restaurant?
No, it's not. It's a vacation-themed food, so okay. It's stuff from all over the world.
Well, that's good. All right, we're going to find that. And their dishes there are square?
Yes.
Okay, good. All right, so let's talk about sets. Now, so I've had to buy. I've been looking all week. I'm meeting a lady tomorrow. I'm going to take her for a couple of resources to find a kitchen set. One of the places I shop, as you guys know, is Bassett Furniture. The one that's closest to us is Route 22. In Greenbrook, New Jersey, and they had a slew of sets to go through. A lot of them go back to sort of a classic farm-style table, but a painted finish. I saw a lot of cool tables painted black, which I like black-painted furniture, painted in shades of gray or grayish or natural wood, always paired with a modern chair that's done in fabric. If I'm sitting in a chair for a long time, I'd rather be in a fabric chair as just a plain wood chair. They also had the plain wood chairs. What do you guys think about that?
It depends. Are you talking about are both upholstered?
Right, about upholstered, right.
I prefer the wood look, to
really?
Be honest. Mm-hmm. That's just what I prefer. I think the wood looks a little bit more natural. I mean, it also depends on the room you're in.
Sure.
If it's like, I think if you have a more gray room, then maybe you're better off going with the
upholstered,
yeah. Or the fabric chair.
Right.
But in my house has a little bit more of like a orange yellow tone.
Right.
So I think the wood looks better,
I
and that's what
I've right.
grown up with.
I think gray is its own thing. How do you guys feel about gray? I would think because of where you are in life, like everything is gray and geometric, and that's your point of reference.
Mm-hmm.
New house is almost completely based off the color gray. So.
I noticed you sent me some pictures of the new space, which is lovely, and I saw that there's a lot of grays. But I just think in general, just for me, like when gray first came out, I was like, oh, okay, but I mean, I like color. But I've come to appreciate the simplicity of grays with crisp white trim. But again, that's why we're doing the show today on accessories. You really have to rely on those accessories, colored glass and big statements, and art that has a lot of color to it. To balance, other room can be very monochromatic.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely, like, live edge is something that I would probably do. I did do one in a house that was shot for New Jersey Design Magazine. We had it made in Pennsylvania, and it's a treetop that you can see the branches and stuff and the gnarls, you know, all the things that are natural to a beautiful log, and I think it's great. I think there's a company out in Frenchtown off of Route 12 that makes everything live edge. And if you go there, I don't remember the name of the place. I'd love to get them on as a guest and talk about doing things very naturally. And to your question, I guess, Connor, about is it less expensive to create it because you're taking nature and you're not sort of converting it, mm-hmm. good to find out those things, if that would be something that would be less expensive or more expensive. All right, let's move on a little bit to some other things that I want to cover that are certainly very popular right now as accessories. And the next one is called a nest of tables. Do you guys know what a nest of tables is?
Is that when there are a bunch of smaller tables inside of
exactly.
the
Exactly. It's a table and a table. It's like a turducken. A table and a table and a table. And those are great. You know why? because that number one, they're a space saver, and number two, sometimes people don't want to use cocktail or coffee tables. They have a transition space that you have to go through. So if you have on the side a nest of tables and you have company over, you just slide the other tables out and then you can put down drinks. Have you ever been to somebody's house and there's no place to put your drink and you're holding it and you're on somebody's couch? It is the most uncomfortable thing. Jesse, like that rank, like I saw a light bulb go off of your head. And it's very uncomfortable, isn't it? If I have somebody, if I'm at somebody's house, I want to know that I could put something down in a place and feel like I'm not going to spill it, or I could be comfortable. And nests of tables are becoming more and more popular in all sorts of tones. In my store in Maplewood, I have one that's reclaimed wood. It's really nice. It's sort of like a grayish wood tone, a nest of tables, on sale for $325, by the way. And it's on the website. And I have mirrored nest of tables, which are kind of cool. I sold some of them to a lady who has a daughter who just moved to New York City and has a really tiny, like 675-square-foot apartment. And we did metallic finishes with mirrored tops to the tables, so it gives the illusion of more space. So that's a little thing that you can do with that. But nested tables, I think, are really sharp. They used to be considered old-fashioned. Now they're done very modern, and most people kind of like them. The next one I'm seeing on trend is for accessories is ottomans as coffee tables. In fact, I'm seeing less and less coffee tables and more using a multi-purpose ottoman as a table. What do you guys think of that?
I think that's... I don't know how I feel about that, to be perfectly honest with you. I feel like it has its own purpose.
Sure. Mm-hmm. One of the reasons that people like to do... Because we keep going to a more casual style. And the thing that you can do when you have an ottoman as a coffee table is put your feet up. It talks about comfort, less formality, and so on. Not that regular coffee tables or glass-top coffee tables or metal coffee tables don't exist, but a lot more ottomans are being used, and I think people want to get comfortable in the space. Now, when you have the problem when you have an ottoman as a coffee table, what would you think the problem would be? Is that as an accessory?
As an accessory or in its actual usage?
In its usage.
Yeah, I feel like I would kick everything off the coffee table if I go to put my feet up.
And also, what happens when you take that piece of pizza and the square dish, where are you going to put it?
Exactly.
So when you have an ottoman, which is great, and you can put your feet up, but you want to put things down on it, you have to add a tray. And trays are becoming so popular, all different sizes of trays. I sell trays as soon as I get them, and I sell them out, because people are now taking their ottoman tables, whether they're square or round or oblong, whether they're leather or tufted or not, and they always have a permanent tray on them. So when you're going to serve that pizza, you're going to put it on those square plates, you're going to put it on your rectangular tray, and you're going to put it on your leather upholstered ottoman, and you are currently in 2017. It's a good look. So ottomans as coffee tables are very much a trend. Trays of all size to be used are a trend. Here's a trend that I like a lot that goes back to the 1960s. It's really chic, and I see it everywhere I look. Bar carts. Bar carts are very, very popular. They are carts that are on glass. They are on wheels, I should say. They usually are glass or plexiglass. And then when you are serving drinks or cocktails, which are more popular than ever, you wheel out a bar cart. It could be held in a quarter of a room, in a dining room, but they're more popular than ever. I saw cool ones at Pottery Barn the other day. I also see a lot of bar carts now are like in a gold finish, which is really neat. I see a return to gold. We did a show about 6 months ago about the return to gold. Gold went out a while ago, and everything was brushed nickel, brushed nickel, brushed nickel, brushed nickel. But I am seeing the gold finish come back, but not like shiny, brassy gold like the 90s, a much more matte, rich-looking gold. A lot of bar carts in gold, a lot of lucite bar carts, but bar carts are really cool and really popular. I think we're going to come up to a commercial, and we'll be back with more of Modern Design, the accessory edition, after these messages.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
And we are back live in the studio with more of Modern Design. Today is our accessory show, all things related to accessories for the home. Did want to mention, if you're just tuning in at this point, that I do have a new location right here in Hunterdon County. I've moved a little bit further south, I guess, in Ringo's. My new location for Maven Hill Designs in this area is 176 Route 20231 in Ringo's, New Jersey. I'm in the Hunterdon Commons. I'm next to Fred Bean's Toyota, the big Toyota dealership, and bigger space, lots more accessories and things to look at. I also have a second location if you're in northern New Jersey at 191B Maplewood Avenue, Maplewood, New Jersey. Great accessories, great candles, LED candles, lanterns, interesting things. If you're into coastal, I have the best coastal stuff, coastal pictures, vintage stuff, coral. Really great stuff. You know, I was inspired, guys, in the winter. Every year I take 1 week and I go to the Caribbean, and I was in Nassau in the Bahamas, and there's a shop I go to every time, and it's only decorating using coastal stuff, real shells, real coral, and it's really beautiful. And I think it transitions to anything. If you're a younger person, older person, you like contemporary, like traditional, I just think coastal is really clean. I guess for a guy, it's like gender neutral. It's not too feminine. It's not too masculine. It's just like perfect. And I think anything organic or natural like that is really cool looking. So something to keep in mind for accessories. The next thing on my list, we talked about bar carts, which I love a lot. I don't have one in my own house, but I'd love to get a bar cart. I just like the look of them. Is great glasses. Wine glasses, I think, have become very popular for people. Riedel is a brand that's very popular right now. How do you feel about guys getting served? This happened to me a couple of weeks ago, the stemless wine glasses. What do you think of them? Do you ever see the wine glasses that are like the stemless ones? What do you think of them?
I think that they look sharp, in my opinion.
Right.
I don't really think of them as wine glasses, to be perfectly honest with you.
Okay.
But I think that they look good. They look a little bit cleaner.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's just how I feel about them.
I think Jesse thinks exactly the opposite. Go ahead, tell me what you think.
Yuck. No,
do you guys drink wine?
Do you
guys drink wine or do you not drink wine?
I don't think we could legally answer our honest answer.
Right. You know what? I don't need any problems. Don't answer. Okay. All right. So what was your take on the new look with the wine glasses that are stemless?
You need to stop. It's just...
aesthetically or from a practical standpoint?
I think both. Aesthetically, I personally love the stem. I think it looks super classy. It's great. With any color wine, it always looks great with the stem in it.
Sure.
Not the whole thing is being filled of color. There's still glass left, if you get what I'm trying to say.
No,
but
I do.
I don't know how I like holding, when I'm drinking, if I were to drink wine.
Sure. Theoretically,
I want to be able to grip something.
Ron Juan, there's no wine in studio. Okay. Okay.
No alcohol at the workplace. But when I want to be able to hold a stem.
Sure.
If I were to drink wine, that's something. When I look at someone drinking wine, that's what I want to see. You know, holding a stem rather than holding the entire glass. It's kind of hard to explain, but it just bothers me when I see the stemless ones.
For me, I think you're kind of both right from a practical standpoint, because I am of age, unfortunately, where I do drink wine and kind of need to at this point. So the look of a stemless wine glass does seem more modern, and that's okay for red wine, I think, because what happens is when you have a stem, it elevates everything. When you're having red wine, which is supposed to be drunk at room temperature, your hands will add to the warmth of your hands will add to the warmth of the wine. So for red wine, I could see having a red wine in a stemless glass because it's kind of cool looking. I mostly drink white wines, and right now I'm drinking like French rosés because they're a great summer wine. I want them to be ice cold, and the ability of having your hands on the stem and having the that sort of cold up keeps that colder. So in that case, if it's white wine, I think I like the stem glass. If it's red wine, kind of a combination of two when you set a table, kind of looks kind of neat to have the two different sizes. So I think both are appropriate answer, but people are spending money and time and asking for wine glasses. Wine as a theme is very popular right now. I'm working with a man in Chatham, New Jersey, and he took me down to his new house, and the wine cellar was just amazing. He had a case of wine that was like three regular refrigerators, and he was adding some wine storage. So wine-themed rooms, especially in basements or transitional spaces, are very popular. Dry wine storage, where you see the racks that are usually like mm-hmm. teak or so mm-hmm. on, where the bottles are stored on an angle, is very popular. Wine rooms, high-top tables in that space where people have sort of a room that's like a tasting room, very popular right now. Home bars, having a bar in your house, very, very popular. They don't have to be very big. Pottery Barn, Williams-Sonoma Home, all have in their catalogs beautiful bars for a home bar. I don't have a home bar, but every time I have a portable bar out by my pool, and every time there's a big party, that bar comes in, and people stand in line waiting to get to the bar. And there's something to me, there's something very celebratory about having a bar in your house. I think it's kind of cool looking. Very popular as well. Changing tones a little bit, metal as an accessory is very in, and simple metal. Galvanized buckets. I bought a bunch of galvanized buckets. I sold all of them. People were using them as planters. So you take a regular metal galvanized bucket and you use it as a planter, either inside and outside. Really good looking. In my store in Maplewood, I have a big sign pole, which is black, and in front of it, I took a galvanized bucket, a regular bucket that's supposed to be used for regular use. I filled the back of it with birch branches, white birch branches from my yard, and in front of it, I planted it out with cherry red geraniums for the summer, and people are like, wow, that looks like amazing. And how cheap is a galvanized bucket? It's like the cheapest thing that you can mm-hmm. find. But that's a really cool look. So metal, inexpensive metals, corrugated metals, are very popular as an accent for accessories, and buckets are a way to do that. One of the hottest things I've seen this season is chalkboards. Anything that's chalkboard is so popular right now. And I don't know if I talked to this on, talked about this on Modern Design. I've always wanted to do a casual dining room and paint the walls from the chair rail to the crown molding with chalkboard paint. And then when you entertained at night, you would just write in chalk what the menu was going to be. I think that'd be really cool. Recently, I was doing a new house in Flemington, and they have one of the rooms being the kids' room, and I did one accent wall in chalkboard paint, and that was sort of their theme wall. The good thing about chalkboard paint is it was classically only just black. Now chalkboard paint comes in any color. So chalkboards are very, very popular right now, whether they be small plaques or bigger ones. All my signage in my store in Maplewood, everything is a chalkboard. A sandwich board, you know what a sandwich board is, guys?
No.
It's a board that goes on your sidewalk when you have a shop. There's all of them. Yeah. You look up and down here.
Oh, okay.
I have a sandwich board, which is sort of whitewash painted with a black chalkboard. It's not really chalk, though. You use a marker that looks like chalk.
I see.
And I have that outside. All my signs, my sign inside, all my signage is in chalkboards because it's really popular right now. And it's kind of a good look. I mean, you guys must see that when you go to restaurants. You see like a really nice mm-hmm. restaurant outside.
It's
there's always
cute.
That sort of mm-hmm. sign. And mm-hmm. it's kind of a cool look. And I think it's here for a while. It has a slight industrial look to it. What do you think about mm-hmm. making a dining room where it was painted with chalkboard paint?
I actually have a friend who just redid their house last uh-huh. year. And they have a chalkboard in their kitchen. And I walked yeah. in there and I was like, it was the first time I'd ever seen it. And I was right. kind of like blown away. Like, what? Like, why would you have that? And at first glance, I was like confused because it seemed almost childish to me. And the more I thought about it, like I saw like what they had written up there. Like they had like their grocery list
right. and communication,
and, like, chores.
Right?
And, yeah. and it was very practical, but it right. also looked pretty cool, like in the kitchen.
I liked the look of it. And when it was a classic black yeah. chalkboard. Yeah, I think they're really great looking. When you frame them in some neat wood, they look really nice. You were going to say, Jesse?
Well, when we're talking about moving, my mom was like, we have this chalkboard in our kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
It's a white frame, black mm-hmm. chalkboard,
right.
a white wooden frame.
and we hang it on the bottom. Like, there's like a little divider between the family room and the kitchen, and we hang it right on the divider, so it's like right at waist level.
Right.
We were saying how great of a purchase that ever was, just because my mom's able to write whatever it is. We have stainless steel fridges, so we're not going to put stuff on those fridges.
Right.
But she can use that chalkboard to put anything she important thing she needs, then hangs it up there. And it's great. We have chalk for it. Initially, we got it because I think I wanted to play with something on it as a kid. But my mom kind of took it after I was done with it, and she just utilized it. And it looks great in the house, too.
It's a sharp look. It has a slight industrial look to it. It's very... it's very chic, and I love chalkboards. I just think they're great looking, and they're making them with better and better looking frames. They look very good if you have a white distressed frame in particular, because there's contrast. But you don't have to get black. You can do them in other colors, and they're great looking as well. Vases without flowers in them used as decorative accessories are very popular. If you went to the social media site, I posted yesterday over at West Elm, they had shelves and shelves of beautiful, cool vases. Never to put flowers in, but just as their own visual interest, these glass pieces. One rack was done just in all white with different shapes, which is really cool looking. One was done in cobalt blue glass, and then they intertwined some more of like an aqua glass in it. Some were just all cobalt blue. Really neat vases without flowers in them, just for their different shapes, orbs, and different sizes were a great accessory. Again, metal, very popular for metal accessories. Just any sort of decorative metal, things that look geometric that were metal were great. Again, we talked a little bit about gold being back, but not shiny gold, more of a matte gold. Other finishes that are very popular now are pewter and silver. And I'm still seeing some copper, but probably not as much as I was seeing copper before. Now, rugs as accessories. Do you guys know what sisal is, a sisal rug?
Mm-mm, no.
Or jute? They're woven fabrics that are very natural looking and very popular right now. We're not seeing oriental rugs the way we used to before with all the fringe. We're seeing rugs being very natural and textural and organic. And that's a sharp change in rugs. People are buying rugs in a very different way. I am seeing a return to stair runners, but the stair runners are often sisal or Berber, or something that's really modern looking in a space. The next thing I've noticed is accessories are all pattern on pattern, whereas your like your shirt, Connor, is sort of a geometric. So you take a pattern like that, instead of putting it against a solid, you'd put it against another pattern, maybe like a wider pattern, but doing pattern on pattern is becoming much more popular. Fireplace accessories, very popular right now. People dressing their fireplaces, redoing their fireplaces. Mm-hmm. People that are having brick fireplaces are artfully whitewashing them and painting them. They're covering them in great ledge stone. They're putting barn beams on them. Stacked wood is very popular. People are buying beautiful wood and stacking it up. White birch in particular is popular. And finally, the round mirrors, oval, starburst, and round mirrors kind of complete our list of accessories that are popular right now. Well, it looks like we're coming to the end of yet another Modern Design. I want to thank Jesse and Connor for being with me. They'll be with me for a little while longer, so I'm going to take advantage of that. We have some really neat guests coming up in shows, which I will announce on social media. For those of you that don't know, I wrote a book called The Lonely Boy. It is at Barnes & Noble. Check out my book if you're looking for something interesting to read. And I look forward to talking to you again next week with another issue of Modern Design. Thanks, everybody. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
A horrible tragedy, and I placed a call to Mr. Damon, as well as to the Australian consulate in Chicago.
The governor of Minnesota addressing the growing controversy over an officer-involved shooting that left an Australian woman dead in Minneapolis. Governor Mark Dayton called Justine DeMond's death a tragedy. Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull is sounding off, wanting to know why the woman was shot, and asking a question that many others are asking.
How can a woman out in the street in her pajamas seeking assistance from the police be shot like that?
The government's new Advisory Commission on Election Integrity is meeting at the White House today. President Trump made an unannounced visit to the first meeting to kick things off. He said that any acts of voter fraud must be stopped. Democrats claim there's no evidence of substantial voter fraud. USA Radio News.
After a rough day on the range, a feller can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles.